This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel, along with Steve Scherr. Free parking for most disabled drivers may be ending in Washington state. More than 700,000 drivers in Washington currently have disabled parking passes. But a new report to the state legislature finds many of those passes are being misused, meaning people who don't need disabled parking are using the passes anyway to park for free. Jerry Kornfield reported on this story for the Everett Herald. He's here to tell us more. Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
So what's the state planning to do here?
Well, when lawmakers return in January, they'll get a hold of this report. They ask for it, and they'll start to decide whether they want to follow some of the recommendations. And the recommendations, they aim at trying to find that sweet spot between folks who have a disability and drive, receive a placard, what extent they should be allowed to park for free and unlimited time anywhere in the state versus those who might have a temporary disability and should possibly pay and follow the same timed rules that everyone else follows because their disability doesn't really impede their ability to pay. So, they're going to try and find that and look at possibly changing the rules.
How big of a change is this, really?
Well, it's going to be significant for some, and it won't affect many. It's hard to tell numerically how many folks will be affected. I mean, folks who are like in a wheelchair or can't really get around physically in that way, they shouldn't have their lives changed at all. But the ones who are, like I say, 6 months to a year, they have one of these disabled placards, or somebody who is able-bodied and has found somebody who will write them the ability to get a placard, they're going to have to start following some rules. And law enforcement may get a change, too, by these recommendations. They may redesign all the placards so they have like a barcode on them that would have data about when it expires, who holds it, et cetera, so the cops can go up and just scan the barcode and know right away whether a placard in a car is properly used. The feeling of this work group is there are folks in some parts of the state where parking is at a premium who are cheating. And they're trying to get those cheats to stop, and they think this by making them pay would be an incentive. Knowing cops can catch you more easily might be an incentive for them to start following the rules.
I'm talking with Jerry Kornfield. He's a reporter for the Everett Herald, and he first reported on the state looking at changing its rules around free parking for disabled people. That's because of fraudulent use of those parking placards so that anybody can get free parking. And you mentioned that the working group has a quote-unquote feeling about how fraudulent, how this use is happening, that there's fraudulent use, that there's abuse of these disabled parking placards. Ultimately, how big of a problem is this? Do we know?
Well, I mean, they do have a trouble putting a number on it. They know anecdotally and from communities, and they see the stories in the media, but they really can't put their fingers on, is it one out of every two or one out of every 10? What they know is in the city of Seattle, they did a study a couple of years ago, and they found that quite a large percentage, it was like around 12% of the folks who had them were not using them correctly. And there was a large number of folks who were using it in order to grab parking places near hospitals and other areas where there's always a shortage and get in there and leave their cars with the placards hanging, leave their cars on the street or in a parking space, timed parking space, all day. And that was where some of this really started in Seattle as opposed to some of the smaller cities around the state trying to deal with it. I mean, another change they want to suggest is to let cities step in and set some of their own rules and maybe be a little tougher in the urban areas and not make any changes in the rural areas, because that's where the problem is.
Is there any sense that in those urban areas there will be other safeguards besides just making almost everybody pay for parking?
Well, in terms of safeguards, you mean for the drivers that have the placards?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, they want to try to make it easier and assure that they can get those spaces, the ones who need those spaces. So by redesigning the placard, and they aren't going to create any kind of registry, at least not at this point, where they want to just use the existing rules for the licenses. But they hope that they will make the law enforcement will feel more confident to go through and look at the placards and feel more confident they can ticket and figure out where the abuse is happening. Once they can identify areas where maybe there's more abusers, then they can create their own local enforcement actions to try to deter those folks and open up those spaces for the folks who need them.
Jerry, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about this.
Thank you.
Jerry Kornfield is a reporter for the Everett Herald. He reported the story on the state looking at ways to change how parking placards are used for disabled people. Most disabled people may now have to pay for parking. This is a record from KUOW. I'm Jeannie Yandel.